This is from King Dork by Frank Portman. They call me King Dork. Well, let me put it another way. No one ever actually calls me King Dork. It's how I refer to myself in my head. A silent protest and an acknowledgement of reality at the same time. I don't command a nerd army or preside over a realm of the socially ill-equipped. I'm small for my age, young for my grade, uncomfortable in most situations, nearsighted, skinny, awkward, and nervous, and no good at sports. So dork is accurate. The king part is pure sarcasm, though. There's nothing special or ultimate about me. I'm generic. I suppose I fit the traditional mold of the brainy, freaky, oddball kid who reads too much, so bright that his genius is sometimes mistaken for just being retarded. I play it up. It's all I've got going for me. And if a guy can manage to leave the impression that his awkwardness arises from some kind of deep or complicated soul, why not go for it? But, I admit, most of the time, I walk around here feeling like a total idiot. This is from Money for Nothing by Edward Ugel. Whether she knew it yet, we were already talking about a second deal, even though we hadn't yet signed the first one. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's get the paperwork done on this deal, and I'll go back to the office and talk to my boss about what's going on at your house. Maybe we can solve this whole problem. How? Well, make the money go away, and the family goes too. It's like what happens when a party runs out of beer. The party dies, right? What you need to do is run out of beer, fast, because they aren't leaving till the keg's dry. How much money would I get if I did it that way? Which way? It was too easy, feigning ignorance. But I couldn't help it. I wanted to hear her say the words, so I knew I wasn't just making it up in my head. Selling everything? A full buyout? I acted as surprised as I could. I have no idea, but I can find out tomorrow when I get back to the office. Then, a little soft shoe. You think about it, and if you want me to run some numbers, you let me know. I won't do anything until I hear back from you.